Welcome to Chip Chat, Conversations in the Cloud, a weekly podcast with IT leaders who are driving the future of a software-defined infrastructure-based data center.
Good afternoon, good morning, or good evening, wherever you are in the world. Welcome to another edition of Chip Chat, Conversations in the Cloud. My name is Jake Smith, Director of Data Center Technologies. I'm here with Mr. Kai Lee, Vice President of 99 Cloud. And we're here to talk a little bit about 99 Cloud and how they have taken a leading position in China with OpenStack. So, Mr. Lee, tell me a little bit about 99 Cloud and your relationship and your role at the company.
Thank you. My name is Kai, and I'm a VP of 99 Cloud. 99 Cloud is the top five OpenStack contributor in the community. And we also have the most core developer in Asia. So our focus area is to lending OpenStack to different industries. And our clients include Stickway, China Unipin, China Central Bank, and a lot of state-run companies in China. We are based on OpenStack, but actually 99 Cloud is not only doing OpenStack. We identify ourselves as an open source provider. So we package different open source solutions.
Well, congratulations. You are really making a difference in the industry. So tell us a little bit about how your solution benefits those customers.
First, our solution is based on pure open source. And you can see most of our clients are not small companies. They are very big companies. Most of them have the leadership in that area. So their focus area is want to build a cloud that can exactly fit their industry needs. Our focus area is to use OpenStack to build a private cloud or community cloud. Like in State Grid, they have a very specific data center topology. They have more than 31 data centers. So they have a very specific requirement like connect a different data center in a cloud and to manage their legacy infrastructure and the new strategy to more agile data center, agile to support more agile business. At the same time, they also want to reduce the cost to build a cloud. If we based on commercial software, the cost might be higher than to base it on a pure open source cloud. And the third point is they can customize the cloud as they want, add more features to support different requirements, and they also can build integration with their existing authentication system, process system, can use OpenStack be a part of their entire enterprise solutions.
So Kai, for our listeners who don't know a lot about State Grid, can you tell us a little bit about what State Grid does? How not only are they the world's largest electric utility company, but they really build mission-critical data centers. You mentioned there's 51 mission-critical data centers across China where you're deploying this solution. Tell us a little more about how 99 Cloud and State Grid work together.
As you know, they are the world's number one utility companies. And they covered about 80% area in China and served around 26 provinces in China. And the data centers we manage is 31 data centers from 26 provinces. So because they have a different, every province have one or two data centers. State Grid is to use the data center to host three type of business. One is the enterprise applications like ERP, like CRM. The second is they have external facing business, like they have intelligence, power grid business, or even have some online shop, but it's only for power area. And they also have external service, like the hotline for the every family to pay the power online, those things. So they have an internal business, also have some external business. The third part is the scheduler, the power scheduler system.
Talk about some of your investments in R&D and how those investments and best practices in OpenStack, including the work with the Anambus Cloud OSHA controller, how did that take place? Why did you choose to make investments there?
Actually, community version of OpenStack, it covered 90% of features in a typical cloud. But for the enterprise, when we landing OpenStack in enterprise, they have very specific requirements. And most of them will not accept by the community. For example, they want to connection with their AD system. Every enterprise have their own authentication system, right? Integration with AD system. They have a specific requirement to integrate or add some process to approve resource use, or they have some special requirement like to enhance for some security enhancement like dual factor authentication, like we can use with a passcode plus phone text another password together to more security login. Those things actually is the last kilometer from OpenStack community version to our enterprise need. If we cannot fill those gaps, we will OpenStack will lose those clients. And this is how we find our value, how identify ourselves. We want to base the pure OpenStack version of cloud and add with our value-added service and the plugins to enable to fill the gap from a pure OpenStack to a real client's needs cloud.
So tell our listeners a little bit about how you use Intel technologies in your OpenStack deployment with State Grid.
We have a very close relationship with Intel. And I should say most infrastructure in the data center of State Grid is based on IA architecture. But also we use, first we use IA architecture, Intel server to build our compute and storage pool because we can use server as a distributed storage pool underlying infrastructure. And at the same time, we also enable some because in State Grid is a state-run company, they have some security policy. So we also, together with Intel, some TST technology, we are invested TST technology as a maybe a potential trusted chain for their underlying data center. And we also, in some specific area, we need some high-speed storage to support scheduling system or data processing system. So we use SSD to enable those features. These days, we are together with State Grid to landing the ISD technology because State Grid also have a huge data center pool. So they want to use this technology to reshape their data center infrastructures. So we are landing ISD with them, build an OpenStack to own ISD and enable a scheduler to schedule ISD underlying logical unit to improve the power utility in their data center and cut the cost.
Excellent. So for our listeners, can you tell us a little bit about where they can find out more about the 99 Cloud solution?
We have our website, and we also have some web papers to introduce our solutions in different areas. Maybe you can visit online, or you can visit the OpenStack.org, the official OpenStack website. We have exposed our training service, our production service, our distribution information over there. And this is another way to access us and know our solution. Because we have been in this area for 5 years, every year there are OpenStack Summit, right? We have a lot of solutions like presentations online. We have some, there are some videos online. Like this year, we have some NFV solution online. It's together with China Mobile. And we also have some AI solution online. It's together with Shanghai Jiao Tong University to support the medical computing scenarios.
Excellent. Well, on behalf of Mr. Kai Lee, Vice President of 99 Cloud, this is Jake Smith, and this has been Conversations in the Cloud. I wish you a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening in whichever the part of the world you're listening to this podcast.
Thank you. Thank you all.